www.thebrewingnetwork.com.
Welcome, welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. How you doing in those flyover states? The east, the west, the south, the southeast, everyone in this great country. I hope you're listening, especially you partiers out there from West Virginia University. They make the list. The list as the number one school for being the best to throw a party, let's say. These statistics that are so important are crunched by the Princeton Review. It's the third time for West Virginia University. The reason I bring it up at the beginning of this show is because I'm an alum from Ohio University, and we held that title proudly as the number one party school. West Virginia, however, outranked us in the lots of beer, in the lots of beer category overall. How about that? Anyway, I digress from such nonsense and statistics that really boils it down to the best 377 colleges. There were more serious things that were listed, great things about Ohio University and West Virginia University as well. The list is long when it comes to one man and his mouth that might have cost his party the numbers in the Senate for the Republicans. By now, certainly all of you know the story of the six-term Congressman Todd Akin, who wants to replace Claire McCaskill as a senator from Missouri. And it was looking good, almost double-digit leads, at least in the polls. And then when he was asked a question about rape and abortion, he lost his mind. Or he forgot what he was talking about when he decided that he would break it down to rapes that are legitimate. For the Democrats, this was a layup, a punt, an easy piece of low-hanging fruit. Of course, they can beat up Congressman Akin and say that he's outrageous and ridiculous and insensitive, because, of course, they were insensitive comments. Akin wimped out on a couple of interviews, including one with Piers Morgan on CNN, where, I don't know, maybe he could have explained himself a little bit more. He did apologize. He did go on Sean Hannity's show and tried to roll back what he said, in a sense, the way he said it anyway. A public policy polling, a North Carolina-based Democratic polling firm, had Akin leading McCaskill now by 1 point, 44% to 43%. So do Missouri voters agree with what the Republican candidate said? 75% say Akin's comments were inappropriate. 79% say they disagree with them. If the race stays close, there is no way he closes the deal. The Republicans want to close the office on him. Everybody from Karl Rove, the kingmaker, the money man with the super PAC dough that was going to pump in $5 million, they've decided to leave. The Senate head honcho when it comes to the Republicans, Mitch McConnell, says forget about it. Mitt Romney himself says it's inexcusable, abhorrent, use an adjective, stick it in there and it works, that he needs to step away. Akin says he misspoke during the rape comment and he has no plans to go away. He has no plans. He tried to talk about different kinds of rape and whether or not, you know, women get pregnant, that their body gives off, repels the rape baby. It's just craziness that, unfortunately, there is no way in misspeaking. When you say something completely, utterly, just mind-blowing, it's tough to roll it back. And when the entire world, nation, and Missouri call you on it, you just can't. You can't do it. There are some idiotic statements you can't back away from. you know, it's the show me state, and the show me folks are going to show him if he sticks around. I don't think so. In St. Louis, it's not going to work. In Kansas City, it's not going to work. And beating the Democrat, it was looking like it was a possibility. People were upset with McCaskill, didn't like some of the things that have been going on. But I'd say now it's just definitely a coin flip, for sure. And the Republicans are furious, furious that he tanked this way, because he was in there, he was hanging in there with her and could have won this. Now I don't see how he does. They want him to take himself out of the race. He says, no way, Jose, he's not moving a muscle. We'll see if that changes or not. Can you misspeak when you make comments about legitimate rape? I mean, it's tough to backtrack after saying that the victims of legitimate rape can't biologically become pregnant and they don't need access to legal abortions. Oh, my, oh, my. Let's switch gears on a high note here. And by the way, you can throw in your two cents on any of this stuff. How about what happened in the world of sports? This is big. You know the green jacket guys, the Masters? You know the Masters is the toughest ticket in sports to get. Condi Rice, she's got a front row seat. Darla Moore, same thing. They're the first two female members at Augusta. They've been asked to join. They were sent the invitations. It was approved. Bada bing. It is done. Book it, Dano. These are the first women in 80 years to make it into Augusta. Wow. That is huge. Some famous names from the world of golf reacted. I'll just say their first names. I bet you'll know them. Fuzzy, Hale, and Jeff. Take a listen.
That's terrific. I know Condi loves golf, and I think as that question went around for the last couple of years, we all in the locker room thought she might already be a member.
Having the females there is great. There's no way you can say that golf is going to succeed without the female in it. We need the women. We need the female gender in golf for it to succeed. And I'm glad they're doing it.
This is 2012. My God, let's get this thing moving forward.
All right, so 2012, Fuzz, it is moving forward. How about that? Even Jack Nicklaus, a six-time Masters champ, and of course an Augusta member, welcomed the two women, saying that everyone at Augusta National shares a similar passion for the game of golf, and I know there'll be great additions to the club. The club looked at Rice and Moore, and they were considered as possible members even 5 years ago. So you don't know when that's going to happen, because when a membership spot becomes available and they decide on you, they'll send you an invitation. You really can't lobby for it. There were people lobbying for women to get in, but you have to be asked to get into those positions. So pretty big for Condi Rice and Darla Moore. But fair or foul, there are some men who think, why can't you just have a male club? Can we ever have an all-male club anymore? I did only get one of those notes, by the way. Stay with us. We're punting to the next segment, and oh, we got some bombshells for you. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Wow, just another reminder that my pal, Don Wiskin, is dead on when he talks about things that you can do to try to help yourself so you don't end up like he did, taking that walk from the car into the hospital and on all kinds of heart medications. His whole family with terrible arteries and dying of heart problems. You have the word that comedian and talk show host Rosie O'Donnell suffered a heart attack last week, had a stent inserted to treat a blocked artery, and said she was lucky to even be here. She said her chest started to ache last week. She got nauseous and feverish, and after helping a woman who was struggling to get out of her car in her hometown, she took some aspirin. She went to see a cardiologist who sent her to the hospital where they put that stent in, and they said that her left anterior descending artery was 99% blocked, and they call that type of heart attack the widow maker. So there is no doubt. And see, this goes to those statistics. She never called emergency services, but was lucky. And she's pushing now women to learn more about the symptoms of heart attack. We're on this campaign, this heart campaign, and I've talked about that with Don Wiskin, killing 200,000 women a year in the U.S., and that's just the U.S., not really realizing what's happening to them. So anyway, because of this heart campaign, the other half of Don Wiskin, Babs, said to me that she was throwing out a special offer. So I'm going to tell you, to read the story especially, to go to heartdrop.com, or 877-928-8822, because we keep hearing these stories about people and heart attacks. I mean, it's really scary. I said that with me, a lot of it was because when I got on Extendivite, as I was concerned about my family, because the Delaneys have a history of heart problems. My grandfather I never met, great grandfather same thing. But on the other side of my family, I met them all. They lived to be very, very old, unlike the Delaney side, because of the heart, the ticker just gave out. They didn't have any extendivite. So here's the deal. You could do a 4-month supply if you want liquid or caps for $65 each. No shipping till the end of August. That is huge, my friends, because I take this stuff, my cholesterol, I take the capsules. I like the capsules. The cholesterol went flying downward, and so did my blood pressure. So when I hear these stories about other women and other people having heart attacks, I feel very, very good. So remember, just call in. If you call in, go to the website, whatever, say America Tonight, you'll get a 4-month supply for $65 and no shipping. Oh, I hate shipping. It's one of the things I liked about, that offer is that no way do you want to ever pay for the shipping. None of us ever want to pay for the shipping. All right, I said I was going to give you some real bombshells in this segment, and it's kind of all over the map. Here is a frivolous bombshell, but it's very important to us here at America Tonight because I learned through a source at the network that Kelly Ripa has decided who her co-host will be. She had 59 different co-hosts. Wow. Talk about trying men on for size. 59 different co-hosts. A decision has been made, and I was shocked to learn that our own Matt Johnson made the final list of 3. Matt, I didn't even know that Kelly Ripa knew you. Is this just a false rumor that I heard?
We go out for happy hours all the time.
You and the Kelster and her husband, and yeah.
We don't invite the husband around.
Uh-oh. She's cute. I'm sure you find her very attractive.
Of course.
Of course.
I don't know many people who don't.
Just so you know, she's a Jersey girl, and she grew up in the town next to mine.
Yeah, baby!
She did. I love it. That's great. 59 auditions. Oh, that would get tiring, wouldn't it? That would get tiring. All right, here's a great bombshell. I mean, it's being reported all over, so I'm not stunning you with this, except for that I never give stock advice, but we've had Saul Album on a lot with us talking about how you don't have to have a ton of money, and here's what you should do to try to make up for the lack of a pension plan and other things. So one of the things that I talked about is how, and he talked about, we talked about different blue chip stocks, if you have to pick a basket of stocks and whatever. And I liked Apple from the get-go. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to say, ooh, Apple, that's just a great company. But when you scratch the surface, you see that it's an incredible company thanks to Steve Jobs, whether he was bossy and demanding or whatever he was, God rest his soul. He put this company together. He did. He made it soar. So it is now the most valuable public company in history. That's it. That's amazing. $623.5 billion. That's amazing. $623.5 billion. And it just bested or beat out Microsoft, which was a little bit underneath them. At the height of the tech bubble, they were almost at $619 billion. That's amazing. That's amazing that Apple is there. And so their stock, of course, is soaring. And it'll probably stay pretty high for a while. I mean, you know, it's legalized gambling. There's no way to tell exactly. But those are some big, interesting results. And a lot of it has to do with tying things in. What a brilliant idea. We're going to create all this technology. But guess what? It's all going to be tied in together. So we're going to make people Apple people. They're going to just like Apple, and that's the deal. They're going to want to be able to hook everything up and not have to go without. They want to be at the cool store. They want to go to the Genius Bar and all the other, you know, nonsense. I got a note from somebody today who's tight with this swimmer who's halfway between Cuba and Florida, and his name is Crocker. Interesting, isn't it, Crocker? He's from Florida. He says, I got a very good feeling about this one, Kate. I think she's going to do it. The swimmer is Diana Nyad, and she's trying to swim from Florida to Havana, Cuba. She's going in the other direction. The distance actually to Key West, Florida, is 103 miles. So she left from Hemingway's Nautical Club in Havana, and she's expected to take about 60 hours. And this is her fourth try at this. She is 62 years old. This is what happens. You get jellyfish stings, you got storms, you got all kinds of stuff that you have to deal with, the lightning. But the weather was pretty calm, which is very, very good news. She was stung by jellyfish on her lips, her forehead, her hands, and her neck. Man, she just powered through it. I can't stand jellyfish. How do you do that? I mean, good for her. So, Crockster pretty much says she's going to nail this unless something unforeseen happens. She first tried to cross the Straits of Florida in 78, but the water was way too rough, and she was delirious before she was even halfway there. She couldn't do it. So she's been trying to do this now for a while. She's in the water without a shark cage. She's relying on electronic shark repellent and a bunch of divers to keep the sharks away. You know, this is a woman who's no slouch. She has won several swimming marathons and was one of the first women to swim around the island of Manhattan. And she's got the record for the world's longest ocean swim, 102.5 miles from the island of Bimini in the Bahamas to Jupiter, Florida. So that's pretty cool. And she's always wanted to do this Straits of Florida thing. You know, you get something in your head and you're relentless. She says since she's been 8 years old, she's thought about it, that she's always wanted to do that. She said she used to stand on the beach and say to her mother, I wonder if anybody could swim over there. So she wants to be the person who swims from over there back, you know, from Cuba to Florida. And good for her. I can't imagine having that as your goal and being stung all over the place by jellyfish, and just figuring out a way to power through. Are you kidding me? First sign of a jellyfish, first sting, the idea of sharks and fending them off. Oh, no, thank you. Remember, you can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Coming up here on America Tonight, We Can Count.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
All right, coming up in our next segment, we're booting it. We Can Count. That'll fill in the blanks at the tail end, including this $150 million that was seized in a Hezbollah drug money laundering scheme. Wow, what's he hear about this one? Let's go to our old pal Christina in Sweden. Hello, Christina. How you be?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm excellent. Are you in, I forget, I'm going to say, are you in Stockholm or outside of Stockholm?
No, I'm in the north of Sweden, about 200 miles north of Stockholm. On the coast.
Anyway,
I have two things I want to talk about. One is Extendabike.
Uh-huh.
I think I told you a long time ago that I'm a trainer for 55-plus women.
Uh-huh.
And one of my ladies came to me and said that her doctor said she had high blood pressure. So I told her about this site, and she went on the site. And so she said, yeah, I want to try this. So I went on it and ordered it for her.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that was terrific was, as soon as I put my country, Sweden, in, everything came in Swedish.
You're kidding.
That was terrific.
I didn't even know that. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it had the Sweden, how much it was going to cost, and the whole other thing, everything. So anyone that in Sweden that does it, and they don't really understand English that well, it's for Sweden, and it comes in Swedish. Anyway, So she's been taking it now for almost two months, and her blood pressure has gone back down to normal. And she is going to have her cholesterol checked in about a couple weeks. So it works for her.
Great. That's what I found with me. That was my example. The blood pressure I noticed, especially when my doctor, he couldn't believe it. He kept asking me, well, what are you doing? What's going on? And
yes.
I told him, yeah, good. Well, that's terrific. We're glad. Thank you for mentioning that. That's great. We can't wait to tell Don. He'll be happy.
Yes, and you know what? The people who are, I don't know if you've noticed this, but people who have high blood pressure, they look older than they really are. They get wrinkles, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever thought about that, but that's the way it is. So she's young looking, so she was didn't want to look old.
Good for you. I'm glad that you did that. Yeah. Terrific.
And the next thing, you were talking about voting.
Uh-huh.
In this country, I'm American citizen. I'm not a Swedish citizen, but I can vote because I can vote in the local elections, like for the mayor, or I guess what they call the mayor, or the city council. I can vote that in Sweden, but I cannot vote for the like the president of the United States. I cannot vote that high, but I can vote the local level. All foreigners that are residents in Sweden can do that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Isn't there something where I have a friend that lives in Sweden, and she's Swedish. She told me that they've got something, and maybe I'm getting this wrong, but there are people that they'll be put in there that if you don't want to vote, you can vote blank. And that sometimes they'll re-rack the process so that you really get the people you want in there. I love that.
Yes, that's very true. And you have to show ID.
Yeah, I heard that. I know about the ID thing. I think that's terrific. Show your ID in blanks.
I don't understand, because when I in the 60s and 70s, when I went to register, I had to show my birth certificate. This was the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I had to show that, and I had to show my ID then.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how I can be John Blow and just go vote. And they don't know if I'm Mary Smith or Aunt whoever.
I know. Yeah, you just get the little card. Somebody passes it on. I mean, yeah, that's the problem. I got you. It's I don't understand how it's like in the United States. We're like a banana republic when it comes to voting in some respects.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. You want to have people that are there vote. Why can't that just be uniform? Can't we figure it out? Of course, there will always be some kinks in the system, but I don't understand how the identification thing has gotten so out of control, and the nonsense attached to it is just, I think it's just crazy. Absolutely.
And
Christina.
I don't believe that people in the United States don't have some sort of ID. I mean, if you live there your whole life, I don't care if you're poor, if you live in where you live, but I mean, even if you're poor, I mean, you have to have something. I mean, you go to the bank, you have to show that who you are. You just can't go in and say, I'm going to give you money, and,
I agree. I don't understand
Can I just go to... If I go to a bank and say I'm Mary Smith Johnson...
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, okay, Mary Smith Johnson, fine. I'll open an account. Can I do that?
No. You'd have to show ID. I had to show ID. Every time I go to the bank, it's ridiculous.
So when you say that so many millions of people don't have ID, I don't believe that.
Yeah, here's the thing. Boils down to, and Christina, thanks so much for calling. What it boils down to is that sometimes people don't drive. So that's that whole thing about the driver's license. They don't drive. They don't want to learn how to drive. They don't know how to drive. I had a friend like that one time. But to Christina's point, he had to show his birth certificate. He had to have a copy of his birth certificate. So the argument to me doesn't wash. I don't get it. Ray in Missouri, hello.
Hey, Kate, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm glad that you called. As you know, the whole world is talking about Congressman Aiken. What do you, as a Missourian, what are you hearing and what do you think happens?
Well, I don't know. I listened to his apology from this evening on the radio.
Yeah.
It sounds like he just thought that he was looking for words and chose wrong ones.
Yeah.
It's hard telling. The wrong words that he used, it doesn't matter if he had a gaffe or whatever they're calling that now, but he used the wrong ones.
He did. And that's why I say when you have all the Republicans lining up and saying, this is just disastrous, that whatever it was that tripped him up, and I think he was sincere. I agree with you. I think he was sincere in what he said. Look, I have two daughters and all that. I believe that. But the problem is the words that he used, attaching legitimate and rape together and all of that, that it's too, he's too much of a hot potato now, and every single Republican wants to just have him dump out. And I think that the pressure is going to, they're just going to keep pressuring him until he does. We'll see.
I think here in Missouri it's going to be pretty hard for him, even if he does drop out, to find somebody else now, because he was doing really well against.
Yep.
Past.
Yeah.
But it'll be really hard for him to find somebody else in this amount of time that can come back to that. And Peter, she's got a lot of following.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
What happened with her Olympics?
Nobody won. Nobody hit the medal count. We had 102. We had so many people that came close, but nobody nailed it. Not even with the medals. We had 104 medals. The U.S. won 46 gold, 29 silver, and 29 bronze. You had 102.
Yeah,
and you had 47 gold. Oh, you were.
On the Price is Right, it's the closest without going over.
I wish we had said that. The swag bags would have gone out, but we didn't say that, so we can't do that. But here's the good news. Here's the good news, Ray. We've got Nail the Score and NFL football coming back, so more chances to win.
Watch out for that. I had a funny little story on our ID thing.
Uh-huh.
I went to Democrat days here in Hannibal, Missouri 3 years ago, and I don't know if you've ever been, you've been to these conventions.
Sure.
They like to throw out the free food and the free liquor and all that all night. I got up the next morning, I couldn't find my wallet. And I was like, well, my Social Security card was in there at the time, my driver's license. So I went to DMV, get a new license, and even though they had my picture on the computer, they said, well, we need a Social Security card. So I left there and went to the Social Security office, and they would not let me into the government building without a photo ID.
Wow, really?
So if you can't get in the Social Security office without a photo ID, you can't get a photo ID with a Social Security card. Well, I had to apply for that online, and they mailed it to me without seeing me. So what can anybody expect? If you go to vote, you're going to have to. Most of these polling places, or a lot of these polling places, are in government buildings anyway, so you got to show an ID to get in the building.
Absolutely. Point taken. I'm glad you told us that story. I didn't look at it from that point of view, but you're right. You would have to show it to be able to get in there, and that's where a lot of polling takes place, frankly, around the country. So how would you be able to circumvent that? Yeah. Good point.
I think they probably have to show an ID to get into a welfare office to apply for
uh-huh.
that or anything.
Of course.
I don't, it has a lot to do with the poor people. I think it has more to do with people that aren't really legal to vote.
Oh, yeah. I think that's exactly right. That, okay, well, they're here, so they should be able to vote, and I think that's tripping people in under the wire again, and even though then the comeback is, that's not true, and, that's to make those remarks is ridiculous, but that's what people say at the polling place. That's what people say even nonpartisan people who are trying to look at the rolls. Ray, they're saying the same thing. So, yeah, I agree. I don't see how you're getting into some of these places. Thanks for the call. I don't see how you're getting into some of these places in the first place because you have to show ID. We keep going back to the same thing. What is it you're using to identify yourself to cash checks? Even a cash checking place, when you go there, you have to show some form of ID. We can count on the flip side.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Can count that people in Republican-leaning states actually give more of a chunk of their money to charity than those in Democratic-leaning states. The Chronicle of Philanthropy, thank you very much. A member of number one party school, Ohio University. They did a study, as they always do, and they released it just this week. It found that the eight states with people who gave the highest amount of their income to charity in 2008 also voted that year for Republican presidential nominee John McCain. And the seven states in which residents actually donated the lowest amount of their income that year voted for Obama, based on IRS information. So this is kind of interesting. The eight top charitable states. Are you ready for this? Dun, 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 dun. Utah, Mississippi. How are my friends in Mississippi doing? Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, Idaho, Arkansas, and Georgia. Seems to me a lot of people in the South are very giving. On the other end of the spectrum, ready for this? Wisconsin, they didn't give as much. Wisconsin, Connecticut, Rhode Island. What are my pals in Connecticut doing? Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire. How about that? And this was interesting. They threw this in, just so you know. The biggest givers you think, okay, wealthiest states? Nope. Mississippi and Idaho rank consistently among the lowest in the country in per capita income. They're just good folks, and their political philosophy, government, charity, that kind of stuff, probably is part of it. I had a lot of friends that help people in Mississippi with Katrina, and they talk about the people and talk about how they chipped in and what they did to help those around them and even outside of Mississippi. Because Mississippi was sort of the forgotten place. It was all about New Orleans for a good reason for all the things that happened there. But Mississippi was just wrecked. And, you know, we took the show there a couple of years ago and met some interesting people who had plenty to say about what they were able to do to rebuild. And so much of that was based on charity, based on people donating money, even if they didn't have money, to try to help their neighbor. This is an interesting story because I don't know why, and maybe you feel the same way about shipwrecks. There's something about the whole shipwreck thing. A shipwrecked China, they're saying, that's in the sea is worth $43 million. Now, they're saying this, that it's $43 million. They still have to get it out of the water. So that's exciting, except for somebody's got to lift it out. I saw this on a Bloomberg note, and what the scoop is, it's blue and white porcelain. So they know that it's been there for 400 years. And check this out, 700,000 pieces, bowls, dishes, cups, made during the Ming Dynasty. And they were on a gigantic wooden junk ship that sank when it was going for what is now Jakarta. It was stacked 8 meters high in places, and it was thrown all over the size of like an ice hockey rink. Oh, that has to be so cool to be on these little expeditions, and then it turns out, oh, look at this 16th century Chinese porcelain. You're there with your flashlight. How about this? How interesting is this? And it's beautiful. They're all polished up. You see it and can't believe it. They had 9 massive junks, they called them, that they're bigger than the European ships. They were kind of like the super tankers back then. And they were still the biggest wooden ships ever built, known to man, that we know of. And they had astronomers and astrologists and doctors, had everything that you can imagine, spices, ivory, rare wood, everything that you would possibly have on those boats. And how crazy is that? The Ming Dynasty, all the stuff that they found. And what they're always worried about, sometimes it's hard to protect shipwrecks because the water police have to prevent looting there, because once the word gets out, fishermen and other people are trying to do whatever they can to get some of the stuff, so they have to have these patrols and try to get as much out as fast as they can, as you can imagine, from this shipwreck. It'd be very cool, like I said, to be on a shipwreck dive and see that kind of stuff and realize, wow, this is amazing history, and you know somebody somewhere is going to get very, very excited about what they find in this wreck. All right, moving on to something else, because this is all about the numbers. That's why we call it We Can Count. This is interesting. You know, you think of the motorcycle gang, and what's the first one? When you think motorcycle gangs, lots of people, what's the number one thing that pops into your head? Do-do-do. Hell's Angels, of course. The Hell's Angels are going to court. They have a complaint filed in Washington, and they say the designation, anyway, is, in the complaint, they call it a known criminal organization by the Departments of Homeland Security and the states violate immigration laws and the group's constitutional rights. And the reason why they're saying this is because they're protesting a federal policy barring the motorcycles club's foreign members from visiting the United States. So they filed that. They filed their complaint in federal court in Washington. That's the reason why they did that. And as I said, their designation, that's what they, the group called itself, the Known Criminal Organization. And kind of interesting, huh? Loosely associated people made up of interesting backgrounds. Yeah, how do you describe them? So they're trying to get a temporary injunction allowing foreign members to be granted visas to travel to the United States. And they want criminal organization, that designation. They say it's unfair now. They want that removed from their name, too. I say good luck with that, because I don't know that that's necessarily going to be easy to have that name removed. It's tough when you're talking about pushing someone, something in a different direction. The that's always been sort of the rubber stamp about Hell's Angels, that there might be some who are very, very pleasant, but what about this other half of the group? So our last one has to do with numbers. Of course it has to do with numbers. We started off talking about Aiken and that social conservatives are rallying to help him, so a few, but overall across the board, top dogs in the Republican Party are saying he has to go. He cannot stay, so it's a matter of time and days as to whether or not he's going to hang on or not, or be forced out because of the legitimate rape comments, be forced out of the race. And so far he's just trying to navigate those very, very tough waters. Speaking of tough waters, the Giuliani attack on Joe Biden, he's not coming on, off that ledge. He cannot get enough of Joe Biden and trying to tear a chunk out of him. And he said as much, that I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to waver in this direction while everybody else pretty much is going to cave. I'm not going to cave, and I'm going to question his balance, because I think something's up with that. It doesn't make any sense. Some of the things that he says, I think he's not completely there. And if Obama becomes president again, he is a heartbeat away from the presidency. He would be the guy who would step in. So your number is 2. 1 in Obama and Biden. And what does it mean ultimately to be sitting in Biden's shoes with Giuliani just taking out the axe constantly, trying to chop your head off with it? He says, I'm not backing down. I think he's nuts. I don't care what anybody says.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.